This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Michael Crowell. A proposal to increase by more than $43,000 the office budget for Commissioner George Bowman has some county commissioners concerned. That proposal comes 2 weeks after Bowman provided a tie-breaking vote for Carol Sue Nelson, the new county attorney. We talk politics now, as we do most Wednesdays, with Kyle Whitmire. He's a political reporter with AL.com and the Birmingham News, and he joins us now. Kyle, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So where is this on the continuum? On the one end, is this the flat-out definition of a quid pro quo? On the other, is it just really bad timing, or are we somewhere in between?
Well, if you ask the commissioners involved, there's no deal. There's never any deal, which, you know, that's... I'm not sure if I believe that or not. What is obvious is that you have three commissioners here, David Carrington, George Bowman, and Sandra Little Brown, who voted twice. Well, they've voted three times since they've been in office together. Two of those times were in the last 3 weeks. First was for this hire for the county attorney, and the second was this decision to increase Bowman's budget. Now, all the other commissioners have the same budget. They, you know, all agreed to this at the beginning of the last fiscal year, which began last October. But this whole time, Bowman has not cut his budget. They've seen this, you know, this train wreck coming, and you know, now they've averted it. But you know, some of the other commissioners, particularly Stevens. Jimmy Stevens and Joe Knight are pretty much appalled at this. They said, look, we have department heads who are watching this. They've had to live within their budgets. They've had to fire people. They've had to, you know, their employees who've had to take other jobs at the county just to feed their families, and jobs didn't pay as much. What example does this set for them? And it's really sort of it's an ugly thing.
This whole incident just seems to reek of the standard definition of follow the money. Would you agree with that?
I think we have to see what happens next. According to all the commissioners involved, they said that this agreement is only through the end of this fiscal year, that when this fiscal year ends and the new one begins on October 1st, Bowman's office again will be on the same level as everybody else, and he will have by that time had to have made adjustments. You know, there's sort of a strange parallel here between what happened at Cooper Green. Cooper Green was told almost a year before the axe fell, look, guys, this is your budget. You have to live within it. Can you? And they said, yes, we can. They never made any changes. And, of course, they brought the hammer down on them. But a very different thing happened with Bowman's office, where he spent, you know, more than two-thirds of his budget by this point in the year, and was going to have to, even if they had reduced salaries, they would have had to have brought employees down to minimum wage to get through the rest of the year.
So not too long ago, I mean, not to beat a dead horse here, but there's just so many interesting questions here, because not too long ago, Commission President David Carrington got into this heated dispute with one of George Bowman's aides. If not for Bowman's
nose
support,
to nose,
right? If not for Bowman's support of the new county attorney, why would Carrington suddenly want to give Bowman an additional $40,000?
That's a good point, and it's one that has not been lost on a lot of political observers. I mean, they were nose to nose in a commission meeting. Horace Huntley, one of Bowman's aides, and Carrington, was insisting afterward that Bowman needed to reprimand his staff for this disrespect.
Let me ask it a different question, same similar vein. Do we know why George Bowman won't lay off some of his staff or cut some of his salaries?
Well, one question that came up today that Commissioner Jimmy Stevens brought up was, you know, he brought up the point that Horace Huntley is George Bowman's brother-in-law. And question whether, you know, this whole nepotism question has come up before. The county attorneys say that it doesn't apply here. But, you know, that it is kind of icky when you have a commissioner who's pushing to basically keep his brother-in-law paid and on the payroll.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter with AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.